With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Russia's Vladimir Putin is playing the nuclear card again. He's signed a doctrine declaring that a conventional weapons attack on Russia by any country supported by a nuclear power will be considered a joint attack on Russia. One conservative pro-business group is already looking down the road a couple of years.
Akash Choghali with Americans for Prosperity says the best way to prepare for 2026
is score important policy victories in 2025.
For the AFP, Choghali says that means going from knocking on doors in 2024 to climbing the steps of Capitol Hill.
We've been working closely with the Speaker's office, the Majority Leader, and others.
For the AFP and other pro-business groups, the focus right now is on extending the Trump tax cuts and reversing what they see as bad policy on energy and immigration. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, AAA expects almost 80 million of us to travel at least 50 miles from home over the Thanksgiving holiday.
We've always been told Wednesday is the worst day to travel before Thanksgiving, and then Sunday's the busiest day to come back. But what we've noticed over the past few years is that people have changed how they travel and when they leave. And now more people are leaving on Tuesday before Thanksgiving. A lot of schools are closed on Wednesday, so families with kids are taking off on Tuesday instead of Wednesday. And then instead of coming back on Sunday, they're coming back on Monday.
AAA's Aixa Diaz. Parts of the country prepare for the first measurable snowfall of the season. Elsewhere, torrential rains are expected.
There's going to be a prolonged atmospheric river event starting late on Tuesday into early Wednesday across parts of the Pacific Northwest, specifically southwestern Oregon into northwestern California.
Bob Orovec at the National Weather Service says there is a potential for flash flooding as well as mudslides. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 208 points. NASDAQ futures are off 27. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans are smoking pot.
It's nowhere near a majority, but it's about twice as many as before states began legalizing the drug. The latest from the Gallup organization finds 15% of adults admit they use marijuana regularly. It was just 7% a decade ago. Men smoke more than women, young people more than older folks, and twice as many Democrats as Republicans. Experts, including clergymen, have warned that legalization will lead to more drug use. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President-elect Trump's share of Jewish votes in the election was about one-third, according to AP VoteCast. That's some of the best numbers by any Republican candidate in decades. The CEO of one of the nation's largest Jewish organizations, Ted Deutsch of the American Jewish Committee, says he looks forward to working with Mr. Trump on policies that would bolster Israel's security and fight anti-Semitism. A lot of Jewish Americans appreciate the things that the president did for Israel during his first 4 years in office. This is SRN News. Called sticker shock, and if you haven't been to a car dealer showroom since before the pandemic, best brace yourself.
Americans paid a whopping $47,612 on average for a new car in October, according to data from Edmunds. That's a jump of almost $10,000 from October 2019, ahead of the pandemic. That means the new car prices have risen much faster than most goods and services. But much of the reason Americans are paying nearly $50,000 for cars is that automakers decided to go all in on expensive cars. The cheaper cars remaining are generally from foreign brands. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Walmart ratcheted up sales and profits again in the third quarter, with its comparatively low prices proving a powerful draw for shoppers seeking to cut spending where they could. Net income of $4.58 billion compared to $453 billion 1 year ago. And Walmart now offering a rosier outlook for the full year as well. More details, SRNNews.com.